The latest now in what some have dubbed the Louisiana Watergate. Four young conservative activists head to court next week. They face felony charges for posing as telephone repairmen in a Democratic senator's office. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the incident has raised debate about the value and boundaries of advocacy journalism.
The group of men includes 25-year-old James O'Keefe, who gained notoriety last year when he posed as a pimp in a hidden video targeting the community organizing group Acorn. Last fall, after the Acorn expose, in an appearance at the National Press Club, O'Keefe promised more.
This has only just begun. Hundreds of people around the country contact me and with tips, with ideas, and we're going to follow through on those.
One of those investigations led him here, downtown New Orleans, and the federal building where Senator Mary Landrieu has district offices. Those offices were apparently the target of his next sting. Security guards stopped NPR from entering the building with a tape recorder. Federal officials won't talk about the pending case, but an FBI affidavit says Joseph Basil and Robert Flanagan fraudulently represented themselves as telephone repairmen and sought access to the main telephone system in Landrieu's office. The affidavit says James O'Keefe was already in the office recording the events on a cell phone. A fourth man, Stan Dye, is also charged. O'Keefe has said they were not trying to wiretap or disable the phones, but were investigating allegations the senator was trying to avoid calls critical of her deal to get Louisiana funding in the health care bill. O'Keefe defended the scheme in an interview this week with Sean Hannity on Fox News.
Investigative journalists have been using a lot of these tactics for years. I mean, NBC, Dateline.
Did you dress up as a repair guy?
Yeah.
We did,
yes.
Today, Senator Landrieu took to the Senate floor to defend her deal and to address her conservative critics.
Sometimes those fringes can be quite loud, and I'd like to try my best to silence them a little bit at this point.
But self-described advocacy journalists, like Kyle Olson of the Education Action Group Foundation, says O'Keefe and others have a role to play as long as they stay within the law.
Look at, you know, his previous work regarding the Acorn videos. You know, he went in and kind of had this outlandish, you know, scenario of the pimp and the prostitute, and there definitely was a story there.
Kevin Frank with the Louisiana Democratic Party disagrees. He says it's a case of political operatives pursuing an agenda at all costs.
Every candidate lives under the pressure of having a tracker with a videotape following them around. That's hardball politics, but that's perfectly legal. The difference is catching someone on camera making a mistake on their own accord or fraudulently presenting yourself as someone you're not to create a situation that appears embarrassing.
O'Keefe has said on reflection he could have used a different approach in the Louisiana case, but has promised to continue his undercover stings. As long as they're legal, O'Keefe has the support of his former employer, Morton Blackwell, president of the Leadership Institute, which recruits and trains conservatives to work in politics and media.
I don't doubt that there are conservatives out there who would be perfectly prepared to fund a legal defense for James, because among many conservatives, he's a real hero.
O'Keefe and the other three suspects will answer to the felony charges next week at a pretrial hearing. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.